how do we get rid of aches and pains and empower ourselves to move confidently without medications or surgeries? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Eric Wallace of Modus Rx Physical Therapy, and this is the Modus Rx Audio Experience.
Hey friends of Modus Rx Audio Experience, it's Haley here, the marketing extraordinaire at Modus Rx Audio Experience. Today's podcast is all about life necessity. Yep, you heard that right, life necessity. If you are interested in more information about back pain, be sure to check out our free 7 back pain secrets by visiting bit.ly/lowbackpain, the number 7, and then secrets. Hope you enjoy today's podcast. Thank you.
Where does the story begin and why? So to make a long story short, my goal with Modus Rx is to take a sledgehammer to the traditional model of healthcare. And before I dive too deep into this and get too passionate about it, I don't mean that from a standpoint of, I don't want to talk bad about any other practitioners. I don't want to sit here and say we're doing it the right way and somebody else is doing it the wrong way. With the way that I personally, in my heart of heart, believes that I can help people and that the business that I develop can help people, this is how we want to go about things. And we're taking a sledgehammer to it because the traditional model, in our opinion, we don't feel like it gives people an opportunity to get all the way well. It's a dependency model. It's a quick fix model. And we don't think that it's the best option for the type of people that we work with and the expertise that we have. And so 5 years ago, I said, if I'm going to do this, we're putting our foot down and we're going to drop a sledgehammer to the traditional model, meaning that we will dictate what happens with our clients as a team, us and our client together. We don't have somebody 2,000 feet away saying, you can't do this treatment, you can't do that treatment. No, we're not going to cover this. Yes, we're going to cover that. Oh, you get this many visits. Based on what? They haven't been in the room with us. They don't even have a general sense of what your goals are. And we're going to let them dictate how your care goes. There's no other business in the world that does something like that. And therefore, I am recognizing that. And that's why I and we are deciding to do things the way we do. So that's first of all. Now, second of all, there's a story about 2 years in, and what happened was I had this sweet old lady. She came to me with back pain, and she wasn't even, I think she was like, well, let me be careful with the use of the term old. We're all aging, right? So I got to say, she was in her 50s, and she came, and this was back when I was in the traditional model outpatient orthopedic clinic. She came to me for back pain. And we did our classic 2 times a week for 4 weeks, whatever the insurance allowed. And she got better. And back as a young practitioner, I was like, yes, I can do this. I can make a difference in the world. I'm making people feel better, right? Well, 3 months later, guess who ends up back on my schedule? The same individual. And comes back for basically the exact same thing. And so I'm sitting here thinking, huh, this is interesting. And I like to think I'm pretty self-aware, or I kind of take a look at things maybe a little bit deeper. And I was like, we gotta talk about this. So I ask her, I say, okay, you're back. It's been 3 months. You were doing well. We had you in a good spot. What happened? And I basically come out and I say, well, you tell me what you think happened, right? I like to ask people, it's their body, it's their situation. I think I can get a lot of information from them if I say, what do you think happened? So I tell her, I ask her, what do you think happened? And she comes back at me, and she was the classic, you know, everything's out on the, all cards are on the table from our previous situation or our previous plan of care. She didn't hold things back. I remember that about her. And she said, you know, her response to my question of, well, what do you think is going on? Her response was, well, you're the physical therapist here. You figure it out, right? And I really got stopped in my tracks because if you think about the goal or what would make me, you know, my ego is pounding here, what would make me a good practitioner would really be that she wouldn't have back pain again. I mean, I think that should be our goal as a coach, as a aide, as a therapist, as a practitioner, should be making people independent in their situation so they can take it and run with it. And I did not do that for her. So from that day on, I thought about the situation of, okay, we had her in a good spot, but it came back, and why? And I started to realize that we were not getting people all the way well. And I won't sit here and blame it on insurance. I won't blame it on my inexperience. I won't blame it on the system. I'll just say that I recognized we were not getting people all the way well like we could be. And so from there, I think from that point on, a lot of things have changed in terms of how I view healthcare, so to speak. And same thing with healthcare. Excuse me. Same thing with healthcare is medical necessity and how it relates to life. And I love this one. Life necessary is not the same as medical necessity. And if you've been in some sort of insurance situation before, you'll understand that there is what insurance companies call medical necessity. And once that medical necessity ends, according to them, then you probably shouldn't be getting therapy anymore, or we're not going to cover it. And so, you know, typically for medical necessity, it's like, let's just say in shoulder situations, it's okay, I can raise my arm overhead. You know, my therapist can do it for me. You're 180 degrees. Okay, you should be discharged, right? You're good to go. Well, medical necessity doesn't take into account that that person wants to press a barbell 300 pounds over the head. They want to take their kid and throw them in the air in the backyard during a beautiful summer night like tonight. It doesn't take into account life necessity, and it boggles my mind. And so, going back to kind of taking a sledgehammer to traditional model, we don't get people medically ready. We get people life ready, and I'll leave it at that. And with that, we help active individuals move confidently and feel young. Who doesn't want to do that, right? I mean, if you don't want to feel young and move confidently, you know, I don't know what to say. There's people out there every single day. They wake up, they hope their back pain is going to be better. It's not. I can't imagine, and I've been there, and I talk to people all the time that have this feeling. But I can't imagine that after a while you're overly excited about the thought of another day with back pain and having to plan your day or modify your day or not do certain things because of your back pain. Our goal is confidence and feeling like a spring chicken, all right? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Thank you for listening to the ModusRx audio experience. If you would like more information on how to run through a pain to performance transformation in your life, then please go to our website, modusrx.com. That's MOTUSRX.com. And there you can find free guides and helpful information to help you live a healthier, more active lifestyle. And until next time, this is Eric Wallace, and this is the ModusRx audio experience.